This is Alaskan Natives in Science. I'm Steve Will. 30 miles downriver from the town of Nenana, on the bank of the Tanana River in central Alaska, some school teachers are learning about culture alongside the Athabascan elders of the village of Minto. Alaskan Natives in Science reporter Robert Woolsey examines how this gathering is also a test of an anthropological theory that Native culture can be transmitted in our schools even by non-Native teachers. And although the word culture brings Native crafts, music, and ceremony to mind, none of that seems to be in the curriculum.
Well, I cooked every meal. I have washed dishes. I have hauled wood. I have hauled water. I have made camp coffee. And that's an experience.
Carolyn Schonert is part refugee, part adventurer. A 52-year-old elementary teacher from San Antonio, Texas, Schonert has accepted a job teaching fifth grade in the Inupiaq Eskimo village of New Wixit this fall. She and around a dozen fellow teachers are taking a three-week course in cross-cultural studies, of which 7 days are spent camping with Native elders from Minto. The organizer of the program is Professor Ray Barnhart of the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He believes that doing chores in an Athabascan fish camp for a week is better training for Alaskan teachers than sitting for a year in the multicultural education classes required for certification.
You see, most people, as the week goes along, setting aside their watches, and part of what they are learning is to be able to adapt to another rhythm, another ebb and flow of activity, and that doesn't happen overnight.
Jonathan David is an octogenarian, respected for his ingenuity with tools.
If you want to sit back a long time,
yeah,
you got to do it this way. Then you don't just know how to find it.
People whose own upbringing and patterns of relationships with one another and in relationships with the cultural community that they live in have been shaped by the natural cycles and seasons and so on. Operate in a very different way.
What did Jonathan teach you about wood splitting, Carolyn?
I watched him make this axe handle, and then he tosses it because it had a flaw. And I said, after all that work, you got to throw it away. And he's great. Yeah, that's life.
The 15 or so elders from the village of Minto, along with at least 36 family members, volunteer their time to work with Barnhart's students. The elders want to reconnect with this site, their original home until 1970, when flooding forced villagers to relocate. A second for returning to Old Minto is less about the past and more about the future. Elder Fred Alexander.
It's alive. You say that you're still learning, no matter how old you get, you're still learning. Like their teacher, you think that they know it all, but it's not that way. They want to learn for their own survival.
The Minto elders believe the survival of their culture depends in part on the willingness of these teachers not just to acclimate to a different way of thinking, but to incorporate it into their teaching. A colleague of Barnhart's, Oscar Coagley, thinks camps like this are the first step in developing school curricula based on Native thought.
The first 7 years I was taught in a traditional way. By that I mean that they taught me the Yupik language every day, and my education was based upon the seasons.
Coagley is a Yupik Eskimo from Bethel, Alaska. He holds a PhD in social education policy from the University of British Columbia.
And a lot of things that I learned was by observation, and then you repeated whatever the task required.
Published in 1993, Coagley's doctoral dissertation was an anthropological study of the relationship between education and culture in the Yupik Eskimo community of Akiak. Over the course of his career, Coagley had left Yupik ways behind him in order to become a model of detached Western scholarship. But the Akiak project would end up shattering his ideas of what it meant to be a Western academic.
I had turned my back on my Yupik language and my Yupik life ways, and was trying to be something that I was not. The realization came about as I was working on my dissertation, whereby I kept saying, goodness gracious, you know, my Yupik language, I'm depending on it right now. Why in the world did I consider it to be useless? And the many beautiful things that my family taught me to be primitive and of no use in modern times.
Coagley's prescription for education in Akiak was the same one he wrote for himself. Accept the lessons of your culture. If traditional native values serve him in anthropology, Coagley argues, they likewise will serve the native biologist, the mathematician, the accountant, or mechanic. In short, native thought should not just be taught as a separate subject in rural Alaska schools, it should anchor the academic curriculum. Seated on the newly formed Alaska Native Science Commission, Coagley has the influence to initiate real change. His ideas have already been incorporated into the Alaska 2000 social studies standards. Perhaps most important may be that Coagley's work is required reading for Ray Barnhart students at Old Minto.
I learned all this from my grandpa and grandma and all that. I didn't learn by myself.
Reporting from Old Minto, I'm Robert Woolsey.
Funding for the series was provided by the National Science Foundation, the Alaska Federation of Natives, and the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation. Curriculum support was provided by the Alaska Sea Grant Program at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.